Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Drew Williams is here. I'm glad he's here because he's a new friend. He's managing partner at New Revenue Partners. He is a serial entrepreneur himself, having started and grown and sold a business already, and now he's moved on to his new gig as a managing partner at New Revenue Partners. He's the co-author of a brand new book called Feed the Startup Beast. He's our new friend, Drew Williams. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you. Good to have you on the show, Drew. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of work.
Yeah. Feed the Startup Beast. Okay. We're going to talk about startups a little bit later on. But the book is fundamentally about how to grow a business, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely right.
Let's get us started off here. You know, the this is a football. Show us the rules.
the book is, so I've worked with small businesses and have run small businesses for years, and just about every small business I've ever seen has struggled with growth, and really, small or large, all businesses want to grow.
Why do you think that is the case?
I think, well, survival. So if you don't grow to a certain point, you're not going to have the cash flow. You're not going to be able to continue doing what presumably you want to do, which is run your own business. So whether we like it or not, it comes down to dollars and cents. You've got to be profitable to keep it going.
The thing that I think is the reason is what I call the first rule of small business, Blessing Games' law, first law of small business, is it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Because growth requires capital. You've got to fund the growth. You've got to fund the receivables. You've got to fund the inventory. You've got to fund the marketing. It takes capital, and most small business owners don't have it, do they?
Absolutely right. And that's the trick, and why most small businesses don't, or at least struggle to grow, is because they are under-resourced, and they can't access the kinds of resources typically they need. And so that's what the book, the Startup Beast, was intended to do, was give small business owners a shortcut to growth,
right.
Really a marketing operating system is what they need, something that's repeatable.
All right. So now that we've identified the problem and what caused it, what's the first step?
I guess the first step, really, and this is an important one, is recognizing that no matter what it is you're in business to do, so whether you started a chocolate company or whether you're a consultant or whether you write software, your other job is you've got to be a marketer. And the reality is today that you can't grow without marketing. And,
yeah.
And perhaps the best example of that is Steve Jobs. So Steve Jobs, perhaps one of the most successful entrepreneurs of our time,
right,
wasn't a technologist. He was a marketer.
Mm-hmm.
Of the founding partners,
he was the least technical, but he had the most vision.
That's right. He had an empathy with the market, which was uncanny, and obviously led to terrific success there. But he, by any definition, was a marketer. And so as a small business person, you too have to be a marketer. And to do that, you need a repeatable process that works, that has been proven. And that's what most small business people are missing.
One of the things, that there are two areas, there are a lot of things that big companies can learn from small businesses, especially these days. But two of the things that little companies can learn from big companies have always been able to do, this has always been true, is doing a better job with human resources, especially hiring, and number two is marketing. We're just not good at it, are we?
Yeah, it's tough. You look around, and especially with social media, there are, I think at last count, 19 trillion things you can do in marketing. and the worst part of it is that...
And that was as of yesterday, is 23 today.
That's correct. And the worst part is 80% of those 19 trillion or whatever that number was, doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, you go down all these blind alleys that just don't pay back. They may have some effect, but they're not as effective as a thing next door, which would have worked gangbusters had you known about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about knowing what works and what doesn't work.
Right.
And making it repeatable.
So marketing is critical, and I agree with that. You gotta build a compelling brand, and that's gotten a lot more complicated in the last few years. But it's also put pretty powerful marketing tools in the affordable, made them affordable and put them in the hands of small business owners.
Yeah.
So the good news is you got the good news is you can afford it and you got more power now. The bad news is you got to learn how to use it.
Right. And you know, the tools are more affordable, but as with everything, the better tools are less affordable. They get a bit more expensive.
Right.
So one of the things we try to do in the book, and you do need technology to help you, you know, to grow your business, you've got to scale your operation. You've got to be able to grow your operation cost effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want to force our readers into going out and spending a lot of money on tools that perhaps they couldn't afford. And so we built a number of free tools that we put up on our website.
All right.
And, you know, all the way through to a mini what's called marketing automation system. Which
do you have a cash flow spreadsheet there?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. No, actually, no. We do have spreadsheets, but there's so many out there. We didn't create a cash flow.
But you agree that's critical, right? The cash flow spreadsheet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You've got to know if you're running out of money, or you've got to. I mean, it's budgeting.
Yeah.
Really. And
you've
got to know what's coming, and that's a big part of the book too. Is knowing what's coming. We're really big on reporting and on metrics, but keeping it really, really simple, because you've got to know what works. Because if you know what works from a marketing point of view, you can double down on it, and there's no faster way to growth than doubling down on what works.
All right. What's another step to growth?
Well, we packaged 7, so we've created this repeatable process, as I mentioned, and we've packaged 7, which walks you through the very first step is, should you even be spending $1 on marketing? Because often your business isn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an old saying that nothing kills a bad business better or faster than good marketing.
Right.
So you want to be careful with that.
Yeah.
And so the first two steps are all about ask and listen. And that, mm-hmm. if you have customers, you've got to talk to them. If you're pre-revenue, if you haven't really started yet, you've got to find prospects.
And this is also, isn't this also, Drew, a good time to start learning how to tell your story?
Oh, absolutely. And who better to help you tell your story than the people who either buy from you or buy from you?
Right, exactly. Hey, Drew, hang on. Give us the website, please. Drew, what's the website?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's feedthebeast.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay, check it out, folks. That's the name of the book, Feed the Startup Beast. Quick break, right back with Drew Williams. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.